Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are with Alt Buffalo Program Director Nick Rivers. Nick, this is a fun time of year if you're a music fan. There's concerts left and right, but I want to focus first on Canalside concerts. You know, in years past, anytime you go to Canalside, it was a free Thursday concert. Last year, they made it $5 concerts. This year, the prices are all over the place, but the big thing is they're not doing just Thursday night concerts anymore. In fact, there's some nights they don't do a Thursday concert. It's all sporadic. Does that leave an opening for somebody to take over the Thursday night series? And we're actually already seeing that in Buffalo. Is that kind of a competition thing that we're seeing there? Is they want to take advantage of Canalside no longer doing Thursday concerts? And I'm referencing Fountain in Maine.
Yeah, you know, I would think so. I mean, it was going on long before I got here, you know, the Thursday night series. And I think people kind of like that. It was a thing to do. It was a place to go. And they're probably jumping on that opportunity to create that free event. The shows, when they were at Canalside on Thursdays, I mean, the last year or so, the names have gotten bigger. But in the past, it may not have been necessarily about who was playing. It was about a night out by the water, have a couple drinks, enjoy a free show in Buffalo. So
what do you think with that scenario? Is it most of these people who go out to these concerts in Buffalo, is it mostly people who are just like, hey, listen, I'm just going to go with a couple buddies, have a couple drinks, and just, you know, there's music, whatever? Or are these people who are going to these shows actually fans of the bands? The majority. Which is it?
You know, I think the Canalside ones, up until last year, I think it was probably an even split. Probably half of them were fans of the band. They knew who it was. And the other one, it was just the event. It just became a thing to go to. And, you know, now with the bigger names coming into Canalside, I mean, I think that that's what they're going to target, is the fans. It's no longer that vibe that it was on a Thursday night. So whoever happens to be playing on a Saturday or a Monday or whatever night it is, they're targeting those fans. So, you know, I think the Wednesday night lineup that Wednesdays we were just talking about?
Thursday is the Fountain Plaza.
It's going to be Thursdays.
But then you lead me to the next thing. Wednesday, you know, at the time you and I are talking, it's Wednesday afternoon. Wednesday night, Larkin Square, they have their weekly concerts right there. They're in the midst of their summer season, too.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think Buffalo, from the time I've been here, they love their music and they love their entertainment and they really love their summer. So I think the city and these organizers are kind of trying to tap into that. I don't know if I'm going to go out three nights a week to go see shows, but
it's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Is there such a thing as an oversaturation of a music market?
I personally don't think so. I mean, you know, I've been in markets where, you know, there's shows literally every night of the week, sometimes multiple shows on those nights. You know, it just depends if the population has that hunger for it. And, you know, the time here in Buffalo, I think they do. When it comes down to the fan, though, it's going to come down to who it is and where they're playing versus the event fan who's like, okay, I just want to go hang out at Larkin Square. And, hey, there's music. And, oh, hey, there's a couple beers there, too. So yeah, I think there's a little bit of each, and I think they can make it last. And, again, you don't really have a long summer season here in Buffalo. So, you know, we'll see how it goes.
What about this idea that the Outer Harbor would become a music venue? Where do you stand on that? Because that's a strange spot to have a show.
It is. There's really nothing out there. And I want to say it was maybe 2015, the Black Keys played out there. And it was an odd experience. You know, it was like, you know, they popped up a stage in the middle of a field, and the show, once it started, was good. But getting out there wasn't easy. There's not a lot of access to it. So I think that it has potential if there's some infrastructure put in and they work on the how you get in and how you get out. But right now it's really the Skyway. So if you're coming from downtown.
Right. So there's the Skyway that you have to factor in. And then, of course, if you're driving on the Outer Harbor, Furman Boulevard, that's so strange because it's like a giant one-way going on each side. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can only get that parking on the one side of it. Or the other option would be take like the Queen City Bike Ferry from Canalside over. But you're kind of limited in the options there. But the Black Keys, it wasn't a big problem there when they were there?
I mean, I tell you, getting out of there after the show was not easy. It wasn't a pleasant experience. So I did not like that. But yeah, the getting there and the getting out, I didn't think was good. The show itself was fine once it got started. But yeah, I think if they're going to make that into a venue, they got to figure out a way to get people in and out of there easier, because folks are going to get tired of sitting in 2.5 hours of traffic to get home. So especially if it's on a Tuesday night.
another spot that's been talked about, rumored as a possible location in the future, is what's happening at the LaSalle Park on the west side near, near Porter Avenue, because they're doing a lot of stuff at that park right there. Yep. The idea is, okay, you know, what about putting concerts? You could still even have waterfront concerts because it's right along the Niagara River there.
Yeah.
You know, are the opportunities endless now?
Yeah, I really think they are. I mean, we do an event up at Gratwick Park in Tonawanda in July, you know, Brews on the Water, which is a concert, and there's a stage popped in there. And, you know, I go there during the week and walk the dog, but all of a sudden it's a concert venue. Mm-hmm. So I think anywhere you can plop down a stage is a target. It really, really is.
Shout out to the shameless plug, Brews on the Water, coming right up.
July 27th. Go check it out.
Awesome. Nick, anything else you think people ought to know about the music scene here in Buffalo?
You know, I think it's thriving. I really do think it is. You know, there was a show out there last night down at Rec Room. There's pretty much every night of the week you can find something for your taste, whether it's alternative or classic rock or blues, and I think that's fantastic. I think the people here, they are into music. It's a music town, and I think it's great to see. I really do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.